This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The three colleges that make up the Auraria Higher Education Campus in Denver are expanding a scholarship program for descendants of people displaced during the campus's construction. CU Denver Regent Nolbert Chavez calls it a reparation for hundreds of families, mostly people of color, who were forced to move out of the area in the 1970s.
The limitation on the number of credits has been removed, and the limitation that the scholarship applies to only children and grandchildren has been removed. This means that the scholarship will live in perpetuity.
Former Auraria residents say the scholarship expansion is a step toward fulfilling the promises made to their families. Housing prices are up again in the state's two largest housing markets. The median price for a detached single-family home in Metro Denver in October was up to $585,000. In Colorado Springs, it was $446,000. George Naumy with the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors says he doesn't expect prices to drop through this winter.
We may see a little bit of a correction. I don't think we're going to see a crash or anything like that. I don't see that coming at all.
Homes in the Springs are staying on the market only around 12 days on average. The Denver Zoo says two tigers have recovered after testing positive for COVID-19. Yuri and Nikita were diagnosed with the coronavirus last month after staff noticed they were coughing and lethargic. The zoo still has 11 lions who are sick with the virus. They'll be vaccinated when the zoo gets more doses of animal-specific shots. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.